Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a delay in passage of a key U.S. surveillance bill. The National Security Agency stopped collecting telephone data at midnight when the U.S. Senate failed to pass authorizing legislation. Supporters blamed Senator Rand Paul, a 2016 Republican presidential candidate, for the failure. The Kentucky senator blocked immediate passage of a House-approved measure that would have made modifications to the current data collection program. Those changes would have denied the NSA the right to collect phone information on its own, but would have allowed it to request data from phone companies on a case-by-case basis. The program is intended to help the government thwart terrorist attacks, but some view it as a violation of citizens' privacy rights. A U.S. journalist held in Yemen has been released following a report by a leading newspaper that four Americans were in Houthi custody in the Yemeni capital. The man, identified by the U.S. State Department as Casey Coombs, traveled to Oman after he was freed. Iraqi officials say Islamic State militants drove a tank filled with explosives onto an Iraqi police base Monday, killing at least 37 people and injuring dozens more. The suicide bombing near Samarra targeted security forces and triggered another explosion in an ammunition depot on the base. A spokesman for Burundi President Pierre Nkurunziza said Monday the government will consider a request from East African leaders to postpone this month's presidential election. The request to delay the vote by at least 6 weeks came after an emergency summit Sunday. The summit also called on all parties to stop the violence that has come with weeks of protests over Mr. Nkurunziza's plan to run for a third term in office. This is VOA News. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled in favor of an American woman who was denied a job because she wears a Muslim headscarf. Samantha Olaf brought the legal case in 2008 when an Abercrombie & Fitch store in Oklahoma rejected her for employment. The assistant manager said she was qualified to be hired, but a manager decided the headscarf would violate the store's dress code. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry headed home today from Europe after breaking his leg in a bicycling accident. Kerry was hospitalized in Geneva, Switzerland after the accident Sunday. He will receive further treatment in Boston. The severe heat wave gripping India is the second deadliest the country has experienced and the fifth deadliest in the world. Anjana Pasricha reports from Mumbai that as the death toll across the country tops 2,000, there are rising calls for authorities to put in place more measures to cope with the extreme temperatures.
Scattered rain brought relief to a handful of places from scorching temperatures that have persisted for nearly 2 weeks across much of India. But across vast swaths of the country, the heat showed no signs of letting up. A Brussels-based disaster center, the Emergency Events Database, called it the world's fifth deadliest heat wave. In the worst affected states, such as Andhra Pradesh, authorities issued advisories for people to stay in the shade. But it was advised many poor people, such as construction labor, hawkers, and vendors, dependent on daily wages, could not afford to heed. The plight of those in crowded cities was worsened as a lack of tree cover and paved surfaces drove temperatures higher. In many places, temperatures have hovered around 45 degrees Celsius. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, Mumbai.
Afghan officials said Monday a late-night Taliban attack on an eastern provincial police headquarters left 5 insurgents dead and up to 10 policemen wounded. Interior Ministry spokesman Sadiq Siddiqui says security forces captured one of the attackers. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter is pledging $18 million to help Vietnam buy American-made Coast Guard patrol boats to improve its maritime defense capabilities. Carter is in Vietnam to boost military ties. As part of that effort, he and his Vietnamese counterpart signed a vision statement on Monday to guide the expansion of bilateral cooperation. U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham of the southern state of South Carolina, an outspoken advocate for U.S. military intervention overseas, has joined the crowded Republican field Monday. He is seeking the party's 2016 presidential nomination. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.